pégate para acá y siente el impacto. Pégate para acá y siente el impacto. Pégate para acá, pégate para acá. Pégate para acá y siente el impacto. Pégate para acá y siente el impacto. Pégate para acá y siente el impacto. Pégate para acá.
I am your host, Matt, with my trusty sidekick and partner, Cyan Kaz.
Hey, everybody. It is Cyan, and I am copying Matt.
That's pretty enthusiastic, also.
What
you don't know is that over the break, I copyrighted my my phrases.
Oh, no. That's so horrible.
I think you owe me money now.
I'm going to claim fair use on it. Anyway, are you ready to get started on the show?
I am indeed. After I just tried to accidentally delete the recording as we're recording, that's not good.
Yeah, I'm gonna delete the recording while we're doing it.
You told me I can't delete something in progress, so that's pretty good to know.
It'd be funny if I put it in the recycle bin, and it was still recording while it was in the recycle bin, and when you went to look for it later, as soon as you shut it off, it said file was saved and then deleted.
Oh, that would suck.
It would suck, but it'd be hilarious. I would be laughing.
All right, so we want to start off with some minor shit news that nobody really gives a fuck about, really. I mean, like, this story is just, like, the bottom of what we could find. It's a good starter story. It's kind of like, you know, you walk them into it. We're not throwing things at you. I think it's a good starter story, especially because the person that posted it is a piece of shit. Now, this is Cyan Kaz's Power Man review of Uncharted 2, among
no.
Thieves.
I'm just saying, oh no, whenever you say my name now.
just walked around the block and finally, at the end there, I was like, oh, here's the joke. Okay. Now, there is quite a bit here, and I'm going to be honest. I did not have enough time to read it until I got to the 9.8 out of 10. Now, I guess you're better to explain this since it is your article.
Okay. Everybody knows that I mentioned in the podcast before, well, unless, of course, this is your first podcast listening to, that I have said in the past that I do reviews for PS3news.com, obviously. I just asked Boss, you know. You know what, I'm not going to go through the details. Uncharted 2, definitely a game you should go get. I gave it a 9.8 out of 10. And I also have a full written review on the website. So if you want to go check that out, then just go to ps3news.com. I think it's 2 pages or 3 pages back by now. If you guys are looking for a good game, definitely go pick it up. You start off in Trainwreck, so on and so forward. So, Matt, anything else you think I should explain?
No, not really. I mean, you're description on the online. Now, what was good? Was this, obviously, this is the first online for Uncharted. Now, how does this compare with other games on online? Say, like Killzone 2. Does it hold up against it, or?
Personally, against Killzone 2.
I mean, I know they're two different games, but.
Yeah. Obviously, like you just said, two different games. If you enjoy first-person shooters, obviously, you know, go with the first-person shooter, which is Killzone. If you like third-person perspectives and over-the-shoulder shooters, then definitely, you know, go pick up Uncharted 2. Personally, I will probably play Uncharted online for maybe once in a while. As for playing it every day, probably not. I have a few friends that do play it, I think that might actually cause me to, go on there more if I had a couple more people to play with. So if you have a lot of friends that also have the game, I'd say definitely go get it for the multiplayer. But if you're just going to be playing by yourself, it's kind of decent. It's got the same flaws that I thought were in Call of Duty 4 and 5 and so on, which is, well, pretty much every online game, I should say. There is no menu for choosing servers. You actually have to automatically have it chosen because, there's stat boosters and so on out there. In that respect, Killzone 2 is better because it does have the ability to choose which room you want to go into. Personally, I think that every online game should set it up like the first Metal Gear Online had it set up, the Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence Online. The menus on that were great. You got to go into pretty much any room you wanted to. Of course, there was a problem with stat boosters, but hey, I really don't give a shit about scores or anything like that. So, if these people want to waste their time getting stats, I say go ahead and do it. But for online, I'd say, it's a maybe. It all depends on your taste, Matt.
Really, it's a maybe. Do you think it was a good start, at least? Do you think if they were to do an Uncharted 3, they would have something to work with, or...?
I think that they have something to work with now if they would update update, like I said, the menus. The menus are just a pain in the ass to me. Personally, like I just said, Metal Gear Online had pretty much perfect menus for choosing. The one good thing that I will say is it does record your entire game session as you're, it records it from every single different person's angle. You can have a free cam, which means you can roam around the level and look at wherever you want. So that's pretty neat. That actually saves to your hard drive, which is quite odd. I thought it would save to the server, but so far it's been lag-free for me. So I would definitely say they have something to work with. They just, of course, they need to work on the menus.
Yeah. Now, just two things. When you said save to the server, obviously Killzone 2 does that, and you can go online and check your past games and your past scores and see what you did and stuff like that.
You can actually watch a video of it?
Yeah. Well, it's not a video. It's like a play-by... It's like dots on a screen, and one is you.
Oh, well, this is actual full-motion video recorded from every single person's angle.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's a bit different, but I was just bringing that... It there is a game, Killzone 2 that's saved to the server, so. And then
Halo does it too. Halo 3.
Does it? Oh.
Halo 3. The only thing I like about Halo 3 is how many people are playing it. That's probably my biggest problem with games that don't have menus like this, because you can never tell who's playing,
Right.
It always feels like you're pretty much playing with like five people, and I just don't like the feeling.
Yeah.
I would
like being so lonely.
Yeah, it's so alone. But that is one reason that I would get an Xbox currently. But as far as I know, they're making their new one, or they're going to announce it next E3. So I'm holding out for that.
Right. And then another thing. Do you think there was there seems like some variety, but you said some of it seems really hard, and that is another reason why people should be playing with other people.
The co-op, as I said in the review, I actually think I just said this before. If you have friends, definitely
that
the game, go get it. co-op is fun. The games are fun if you have friends, and it's essentially the same problems that
Which
I have.
Which
Scient
Kaz is fresh out of friends.
Yes, I'm fresh out of friends. Oh, I'm so. No, I try to get, like, every single person on my friends list, which is about 30 of them, to go get this game so we can play online. One person who doesn't even play online went to go get it, which, of course, this is more about the single player. Uncharted 2 has obviously got a better single player campaign than it does online. So they don't even play online, and they were the only one on my friend's list to go get it.
Yeah, I think it's just it's a weird time to release a game. I know they did a Little Big Planet at this time last year, if I'm pretty sure I am correct. And I know that those sales were below what they expected, and I just think it's a weird off time between, you know.
But at least Little Big Planet, you knew that there was a community there because of how many levels they were releasing.
Right. I mean, there's always something new and something different to do on Little Big Planet, and I could see why it would be a tough time. I mean, you know, November is right around the corner, and then sales might pick up. So you don't know. People still might go out and get this game. But I think a lot of people are looking at Call of Duty.
You know what?
And what's
you know what I think it is?
What?
The same people that I asked to go pick this up, I asked every single one of them if they were getting Call of Duty 6.
Right.
Every single person on my friends list, from what I can tell, is getting it.
Well, yeah, I would see why. I think people should also think about Mag. Only problem with Mag is I've never liked the graphics, even in their videos and stuff like
that. Yeah,
It seems like it's, you know, you're playing Counter-Strike with more people. It's just, I just don't like the graphics and stuff like that. It's just, mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't look like it runs, like, the frames per second just doesn't look quality. It just doesn't look like it's nice. I mean, obviously you have to, you know, sacrifice some things for others, but,
It looks like a 2003 PC game.
Oh, yeah, it's, that's right, it's kind of like Counter-Strike, and, I mean, that's pretty much the best comparison I can compare to, with just with more people.
Yeah, but it does look like fun because of the massive amount of people. It's just going to be mass chaos.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it looks crazy, but, yeah, again, it's just the graphics don't, I mean, you know, there are some pictures that make them look stunning, and then other pictures that are like, oh, well, the graphics suck.
Personally, though, I would say instead of getting Mag, if Mag was still coming out this year, I would still probably get Call of Duty 6. Right now, the games that I'm looking forward to, obviously, I already have Uncharted 2, so that was one of the big ones. Call of Duty 6, I'm not really looking forward to. I will probably pick it up just because everybody I know is getting it, and I have a feeling that when the servers first go up, it's gonna, you know, be a good time. Gonna have a lot of fun on there. Next year, I am looking out for actually three games: Heavy Rain, God of War 3, and Gran Turismo 5. So, that's at least what I'm taking a look at.
Yeah. So I think that, there are obviously, you know, a bunch of games to look at. Obviously for the shooters, try to go out and get both Mag and Call of Duty. But I think Call of Duty overwhelmingly will sell more just because it has a bigger fan base.
I thought that Mag was delayed, though.
Is it delayed? I thought it was. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought they announced that a while ago.
I thought it was still coming out this holiday season, right?
I thought they delayed it
until this holiday season.
I thought it was coming out like next year sometime, but who knows? I just know it was delayed sometime.
That's crazy. Next thing I guess we should talk about here is Mag. Ah, it's fantastic.
Mag?
I'm
having deja vu or something.
Now, obviously, the beta has been out for some time now. There were new updates and releases. It's now version 1.3. I'll read from the article. This new Mag public beta release includes over 8,000 updates and fixes. Obviously, again, you know, he wrote, there are too many to list. No shit. But, I think you can see them all on the PlayStation blog. I'm afraid to click on that, though, because I feel like my computer will crash to loading 8,000 things. But, just a few of these here. You can now vote and kick people out of the game. There are air updates to weapons, vehicles, and objects. Animation improvement and updates. Let's see what else we got here. Full audio tuning pass. improved weapon feel and hit feedback, updated domination game type scoring values, updated major minor victory and loss percentage and conditions of all game types, lower initial spawn times for attackers and defenders for all game types. So a lot of this is just, you know, I mean, I don't see anything that'll personally, like, really affect the game. You're not getting any new weapons. I mean, again, it seems like they're still working on the game itself by updating 8,000 things. I mean, obviously, I just think that speaks about how, you know, their development in that is that they're still making the game while it's in, you know, fucking beta. I think some of these are for, you know, graphics and obviously some of the things like that help it run better. Things we just mentioned, looks like they're trying to fix it. And obviously I think that, I mean, over time, just the pictures that I've seen, the video that I've seen, I can't believe that it looks that bad on a next-gen system. So hopefully some of these things will have fixed, you know, some of the graphics and some of the other complaints people had about it. Obviously, I haven't played it myself. This thing about downloading it from Core, but I figured I'd buy Fallout 3 add-ons instead because it seems like much more action to me. Plus, I'll just go out and get the game when it comes out. I'm not really into the betas that much unless I just hack into it. So what do you think? What do you think, Cyan?
Personally, like I said before, I may get whatever you want to call it, I may get Mag. I'm not in the beta currently. But shoot. What is it? Personally, I really don't know what to say. I mean,
yeah, man.
Mag's not a game that I'm looking forward to. I was a while ago, but then I learned about you know, there's just so many other good games out there that, like, that you can play instead. And it just, every single thing that I've heard from it was horrible. Was that
really? I haven't heard anything from it. So,
well, supposedly each person takes like 50 bullets to kill.
That sucks.
I would assume that that is because of lag.
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, without a doubt. But, yeah, I mean, the beta, I'm personally not in it. Any of you out there who have played it, go ahead and comment below, and we'll read your comments.
Now, obviously, we still haven't figured out. Nah, we'll talk about that later. But,
All right, can you mind if I move on to a certain story that I just want to touch on real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I guess Nokia is suing Apple. So, apparently, the iPhone infringes 10 patents that Nokia has. So, some of these involve wireless data transfer, speech coding, and security encryption. There's a total of 10, like I just said. So I guess it's actually looking like Nokia might win this lawsuit.
Now, do you know what the patents are specifically, like, what type of patents they're aimed at, or, like, what features on the iPhone specifically?
The only ones are the ones that I just mentioned, the wireless data transfer, the speech coding, and the security and encryption. Those are the only patents that they have listed.
Now, I don't think this will really change the game as far as things going on, I think.
Well, maybe.
Before for this type of stuff.
If they win that lawsuit and they don't want to allow Apple to use the patents after that, then we may see the iPhone actually die off.
I really that doubt
would
that.
That would not be good, but because personally, that's the only product that I would want.
I think then you're talking about the apocalypse of the entire world.
iPhones are gone. No.
I just can't see that happening.
There would be cars randomly exploding. Xboxes would become self-aware when
People
a
with
call comes
iPhones
out.
Have them explode in their pockets because
they explode. Nokia's like, okay, because you guys bought them, we're gonna cause them to explode. So it's basically like every single iPhone has C4 hidden inside of it, and they just all explode, and people go out there, and they end up losing limbs and so on. One person's got it held up to their ear, and they end up losing their ear and their hand. Oh, man. I don't think the ones that are out there right now would be effective, but they may be cause them to be discontinued.
I just can't see it. I can't see it. I just can't see it.
It's possible. I mean, crazier things have happened. Personally, it's the only product that I would buy from Apple, but...
Yeah. Now, there is something that I want to touch on. Actually, there are a few things. There is an Uncharted movie in the works, and a sequel to the game looks certain. Now, have you read this article yet? It's pretty short.
Yeah. First off, Uncharted movie. If they use a person that sounds exactly like Nathan Drake to play Nathan Drake, exactly like a person that sounds like Elena to play Elena, I'd say go ahead and do it. If not, no.
You don't think that movie is a good idea?
No, I don't think it's a good idea unless they're going to remain true to the original game. I mean,
Well, see, I don't know. I think Hollywood. See, I can never figure this out. Like sometimes they have movies and then games come off of them, and sometimes like this is one of those rare instances where it's a game that develops into a movie. I don't think.
But
they
every
transfer
single
over well, especially a game into a movie. I just don't think they transfer well.
Every single game to movie transfer thus far has been shitty.
Yeah, I mean,
there was one that was pretty decent a few months ago that was actually a fan made one, which is called Metal Gear Solid Philanthropy. You can download it for free on their website. I'm not going to put a link because I have no clue what it is. that one was decent. I didn't think it was superb or anything. I noticed a lot of flaws with it, but hey, it was made on a budget of $10,000, and they made a movie that was better than most of Hollywood's tries. So it's the principle of the things. I'm actually more excited for that infamous movie than I am for this.
Are you really?
Yeah, because I thought about it really hard. Infamous didn't really have any storyline that it followed. I mean, it had a somewhat mediocre with a really tremendous ending, I must say. But it never really got anybody involved. From what I understand, in Infamous 2, Cole's voice is changing. So it's not
he's gone through puberty.
Yes, of course. he was actually a baby in the game, for those of you that know. Oh no, spoilers. he would have to go through puberty after what he did in that one. I mean, no offense, but Cole wasn't exactly my favorite personality ever.
Now obviously fuck the movie. But there's something out of this article. A sequel to the game looks certain. That's the big part I really want to focus on. Now, this was from... it was an interview with New York Magazine. The creative director of Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, Amy Hynek.
Yep.
And when asked the question, when asked about Uncharted 3 be a PS3 game, okay, that doesn't make sense, but she stated, "I don't think I am able to talk about any of that right now. On a completely general level, the PS3 is an amazing piece of hardware that both of us and other developers are only now tapping into its full potential." So, the big thing that I got out of that was, I don't think I'm able to talk about that right now is interesting, to say the least. Obviously, it's a hush-hush type of thing, and what we're talking about in, did we go over the Infamous going to have a sequel, right?
Well, we went over it last week.
That's I was making sure. And
yeah.
Now the next
When we
article.
did that voice actor thing.
Yeah.
One thing about this article, though. If any of you guys listen to Podcast Beyond, IGN's PlayStation podcast, they also did an interview with her. That was actually confirmed that they were doing an Uncharted 3 review in that interview. There was going to be an Uncharted 3 game. Right now they're basically going through and seeing, you know, what they're going to do. What I hope for personally is Atlantis, and I don't think that it's going to go cross-platform next time because, from what I understand, Naughty Dog is an in-house developer, kind of like Media Molecule for Sony. It's pretty much the same thing. They're pretty much second party. You know, they're separate, but they have to develop games for Sony.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
Anyway, does Sony technically own the rights to Uncharted name anyway?
I believe so. I know they own Jack and Daxter. I believe they own Ratchet and Clank too.
Yeah, probably. I'd have to say so after, you know, the 20th game.
They don't own Crash or Spyro because back then Insomniac and Naughty Dog weren't technically in-house developers, although they only developed for the PlayStation. They were working for some studio. I forget what it was, but when they left there because they were copyrighted through them, they couldn't carry the games over. That's why Spyro is now made by a different game company, and so is Crash. And from what I understand, that movie company that owns their rights now is making a Spyro movie.
Well, is that Warner Brothers that owns that?
I have no clue.
I would think it'd be Warner Brothers. They have a gaming department.
Who knows? Warner Brothers bought out Coleco, didn't they?
I gotta think they did.
Or no, Coleco became a doll selling company, and then they kind of died off. So Coleco was actually pretty good though when it came out.
Now a nice segue to one other game confirmed, Uncharted 3. Another sequel has been confirmed. Mine, Head Fake, coming at you. Now, this comes straight out of the official PlayStation magazine. The article was titled The Secret Games of 2010. And it happens to speak of Killzone 3. Now, I will quote the article. Insider slips reveal three big names you can already pencil for the next year. Killzone 3 is reportedly deep in development. Insomniac's Full Moon Show podcast hints at a project we can only conclude is Resistance 3. And a Treyarch employee's online mentions a Call of Duty World at War sequel. So, a lot in that article. And it seems like PlayStation has a lot of sequels coming out. That's all I can say.
Yeah, didn't Resistance 3 get revealed because of that one movie set? They left the billboard up, and I guess they paid for advertisement in that.
I did see something. That was a really weird article. It was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, right? And the guy that posted it put pictures, and he took pictures, he put it on PS3 News. That was an extremely weird article. I could not make sense of it. Now, they said they were, you know, obviously they were making movies, as you said. They kept it up there. But I hear that there was billboards in other parts of the country, too. I'm not quite sure about that one.
I haven't heard anything about them, but right now I have that issue of the official PlayStation magazine in my hand, and I am looking for the Killzone 3 spot to see if there's any other related information.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Did we touch on cross-game voice chat last time? Do you remember? I think we did.
I have a feeling that we did, but you know, there is. Oh yeah, we did. It was coming in 3.1, right?
It's coming in 3.1. Naughty Dog confirmed it, basically.
Right. It was leaked, and yeah. Okay, now I remember. It's just, you know, we've been talking about cross chat for so long now. It just seems like It's all just it's kind of like home. Who the fuck knows when we've been talking about home? It's just always been there.
Home is technically not released yet.
it's really
technically not released.
It's an open beta. I don't think that shit will ever get released. Personally.
Probably not. It's probably going to be like Gmail, where you're literally. I think it's been like 7 years since Gmail came out, and it's still in beta.
I think Google Video is in beta as well.
Google Video sucks. That's probably why. YouTube doesn't suck, which Google owns now.
Well, it does. Yeah, once fucking Google took it over, because now you have to pay to put more than 10 minutes up. You know, they fucking.
You have to pay for that? I thought that you had to make an account before a certain date.
No, I thought
because I haven't even seen an option.
Well,
pay.
If that's true, then I think I might be okay because I made mine in like 2007. I'm gonna check that out now.
I think it's actually 2006 and before.
Yours?
No, not my account. The account's requirement. My account, I had one made in 2005, and I closed that one down for my Cyan Productions account,
which is
now my main account.
I'm not really sure when to check this, but so that obviously totally fucked it up. And then they were, you know, they obviously Google, since they have enough people to take over the world by now, they are now able
start their own PMC and just kill everybody.
They are now able to go over YouTube and cater to Viacom, who will not be happy until the day YouTube shuts down, because for some fucking reason Viacom loves to take it right up the ass and fuck everybody else, because that's what it seems like. I digress.
Yeah, Viacom. That was quite a interesting, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what I'm going to say.
Account status copyright.
I'm just talking so people know I'm still here.
That's usually why you do talk.
Yes. I leave for like 5 hours. I come back and you're still doing the podcast. And I'm like, hey, I'm back, everybody. And they're like, where did you go?
When did you leave here? Oh, I didn't. Wasn't aware that you left.
Okay. Sony launches the Ultimate Gran Turismo PSP fan contest.
Oh, fuck that. No. I'm tired of hearing about fan contests. Fuck that story. All right.
Okay, well, you can win the PSP and Gran Turismo Portable.
Gran Turismo 5 PS3 packaging reveals 3 discs. Have you heard?
Which I was amazed by. Can I touch on this real quick, Matt?
Yeah, sure.
First off, Gran Turismo is one of my most anticipated titles of 2010. So it brings me great pleasure to watch these videos. However, when I noticed that there was 3 discs for Gran Turismo, I asked, what the fuck? Seriously. We'll assume for once that they are single layer. That means that they used up a total space of 75 gigabytes. Now, if they are dual layer, that means that they probably used up about 125 gigabytes to 150.
I would say so. Well, I think what it was is, aren't they showing off the 3D aspect now, right?
Yeah, they got that head tracking, which I talked about before, where you use your PlayStation Eye, it searches for your head, and then basically it does 3D driving. So.
Right. So interesting stuff in there. Now, obviously, it's a lot of stuff. The video, again, obviously, you know where to find it, PS3news.com. And boom, I think we're done the news, right? Unless you have another article.
I'll go through them real quick, but what's going to be the topic this week is the question. Because we've already touched on Uncharted 2. I already have gone through all of the downloadable content for Fallout 3. I do have one thing to add on. If you haven't bought the downloadable content yet, just go out to your store and buy the Game of the Year edition.
Is it out already? I thought that was coming out
this
holiday season.
I thought it was coming out like like in 3 months. That's why I went out and bought the DLC. And when I saw it came out literally a week after the final DLC came out, I got so pissed off I nearly threw my PS3 through
the
window.
Oh my god, I fucking... Oh shit, wait, I'm checking that out now.
Yeah, I saw it on Walmart already. It's out, so...
I'm checking.
There buying my nephew some money for his birthday. I was buying him money. Now I was buying him a PlayStation card.
$20 for five.
Those are actually pretty good gifts.
Hmm.
There's one more. There's a video for the God of War collection. For those of you who have not played God of War 1 and 2, which I would assume is nobody. Because everybody's played that game. I mean, come on.
That I could play that game, I guess we would not be having this podcast.
You would instantly disappear. You would be knocked out of existence.
Well, my god, the fucking Game of the Year edition is out already.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that work? Just a question. Like when they have all those DLCs going at one time, how does that work? Like, do you just one to play and then it just goes on with that, or...?
I have the Oblivion Game of the Year edition for the PS3. Basically, all the DLC that they've come out with, they put it on the disc along with the original game. So if you have an Xbox and you have the Game of the Year edition of Fallout 3, all you have to do is borrow your friends and install it, and then you can just use that. So you basically can get it for free that way. Not that I would recommend doing that. Of course, I do not condone doing so, because that's illegal, and that is bad. But if your friend sneaks it onto your hard drive, then...
He's such
you know,
a prankster.
Oh, but remember, the law is not a joke.
How can you buy a pre-owned video game? How can you buy a pre-owned Game of the Year edition already?
I would assume because the 360 owners buy it, put it on their hard drive, and then sell it?
No, this is for the PlayStation 3 one.
Probably because there's certain people who buy games, and when they don't like them, they don't take them
back.
That
is bullshit. Fuck that. No way. I think they make this up. I think they just fucking know there's a bigger market out there, and they just make it up. Because there is no way. The fucking game came out, like, how long ago? Like... Maybe 5 days ago, at the most? Like, seriously, there's fucking no way this game has already been pre-owned. Like, seriously, if you were a dumbass and already returned it, seriously, you should kill yourself.
Yes.
I don't know anybody that fucking has returned this game. This is just... This is pissed me off right now. This is ridiculous. It's going for $44.99 as pre-owned, and obviously, the new is $60, so...
That is a bit of bullcrap. I suppose if you wanted to, you could go to Walmart now and pick up a used copy.
Fuck, Walmart's pre-owned shit. Not even a...
Oh, no, it's so great.
Now, you know what the funny thing is? Now, they say that their pre-owned products are guaranteed to work, but have you ever seen those videos on YouTube where an angry employee at GameStop decided to call them out on all the shit that they used to do? And, it was making fun of, it was parodying some guy that used to reviews video games. He still does. I forget who he is, but I'm going to search it up now. But, it was really funny. It's like, I don't even remember how long it is, but it's, last time I checked, it was up to like 12 episodes. I'm searching that up right now. But, yeah, I, you know, when they say it's guaranteed to work, I always found that was funny. Because, you know, when you see old employees saying, no, we don't even have the ability to test the game. In fact, all we do is look into it and see if there's a disc. And one time, it was actually, there was a porn video instead of a fucking game on there.
Oh, that reminds me, for those of you who enjoy watching YouTube, search up Friday Night Cranks. You will probably laugh for 10 minutes at some of their videos.
I was scared that you were going to tell us a porn video. I was like,
No, I'm not going to. No.
Like, whoa, what are we this? We're going to be X-rated here.
Then yeah, go ahead and look up dot 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 blowjob. .bj with a bj of
each. So,
anyway. Look up one of their videos. It is called, what is it called? It's an iPod one where this guy claims that he bought his daughter an iPod, and there was bestiality porn on it. And he called up the company and started basically, you know, talking to them as if he got this iPod with all this bestiality. It was quite hilarious, to say the least. So, yeah, go check that out.
When you have your free time, check that out.
Yes.
Now, always, we have a few business details that I like to put out in the open, because Cyan would not say yes otherwise. Now, obviously, I think our ratings are going down. It's just a fact. It's a fact, right? You know it's a fact, right, Cyan?
Pretty much, but I think that's because I have no clue. I think our ratings are going down because we suck.
No, I doubt that, because I make this entire... I think I make it.
Yes. They listen for your wonderful voice.
Exactly. Now, I've been trying to talk with PS3 News about putting this on. And I'm not calling you out, PS3 News, because I don't like to be a dick. But I've been trying to figure out, you can't upload MP3s, so that was shot down. I could put the link there, but obviously the link does no good to anybody. Just putting a link there is kind of pointless to me. I like to put them on the website where people can listen to them. But I don't think that there's really a possible way to do that. And unless we start advertising or partnering with other podcasts, I just see our ratings slipping.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know what we can do. I mean, it's called PS3 News Podcast. Actually, before I came on this one, I was planning on starting one for PS3 News.
Ah, beat you to it, motherfucker.
Yeah, you beat me to it by actually only about 3 weeks, because I had planned on starting the project then, but that was stopped.
Now, what were you going to plan on doing? I mean, what is...
I was just going to call it, like, Power Mad Podcast or something like that, which is my YouTube, where I post all my videos on my
YouTube. Well, see, on YouTube, I mean, we can't really post the podcast on YouTube, can we?
We can, but it would have to be under 10 minutes.
Yes! Quickly, run through the news.
Yes, run.
We must restart this podcast.
Okay, we're gonna go fast. All right, we're gonna go like this. Oh yeah, okay. Well, first of all, Uncharted came out. Yeah, it was great. Good. Now, yeah. The next one is Sony launches a new Ultimate Gran Turismo PSP fan contest. Okay, great. Now, next one, God of War 3 trailer came out. Yes. Oh, great. Now, next one. Yeah, I really don't want to do that. I sent you the link to that one site that
Whoa. I saw you send me that link to that one site, but I don't see how that improves our ratings, per se. I don't have that problem of ratings.
Well, that will give us unlimited bandwidth, so we won't have to worry about posting incredibly large files anymore.
I could see that. But the thing that I've been trying, like if we did YouTube, then we would be able to upload... Like, I'm just trying to figure out a way so we could put these podcasts directly on PS3 News.
That's not going to happen, I guarantee you.
Why?
Because the server is already running very slow as it is. That's why the chat box has gone down.
I don't know. I was putting videos up there for like 5 days, 4 weeks, something like that. I forget.
Well, those were videos. They weren't. Well, the best we could do for YouTube is we make the podcast and then we make like an advertisement video for it, saying, you know, it's uploaded now. Go check it out.
Yes, that'll bring in 100 million people.
Yes, and then we can rule the world.
we can tell everybody. I'm not thinking that one's happening, but I mean,
just so you guys know, we can, if you want us to rule the world, feel free to contact us.
I mean, do you really cannot put any videos up there for more, with that are more than 10 minutes now? That is so gay.
You haven't been able to do that for like years.
Nah, really? Oh shit.
Since 2007, you haven't.
What about Mega Video? Do they does PS3 support?
Mega Video would suck.
Okay.
It wouldn't even be funny. We'd be better off posting it on DivX.
Oh DivX shit! State. Fuck DivX, dude. DivX has not worked on my computer, and apparently it's a lot of people's. Apparently, I found out what was wrong with that Ninja Video, and it was the video cards and the sound cards and all that shit. Once they updated the DivX, even old DivXs no longer work for some fucked up reason that I cannot explain. But yeah, basically it's they don't work.
Did you update your DivX in any way?
Well, you were a little late on that comment there.
Just
nobody else heard what I said.
Okay.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Literally, our ratings are going that far down.
I'll explain why after the podcast. But as for right now, like the problem with the forum, why Boss took it down, your special little sports forum, it lasted 2 weeks, and then it died.
Wait,
it's like a goldfish.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just because, I mean, I thought this would be a good idea, and I still think it is. It's just I think that
sports
are becoming increasingly lazier and will not click on a simple link that says PS3 News unless it's hand-delivered to them.
I personally don't even use the forums. I mean, I comment on the main stories, and that's about it.
Well, unless you use your money that you're getting from these reviews, we have...
Again, I can't use my PayPal account.
See, there's that cute little thing you say again, because I seem to have a hard...
That's disturbing how you say cute.
Well, I seem to have a hard time believing that. Suddenly,
Is there something you were trying to tell the audience?
That I don't think you actually cannot use your PayPal account?
Oh, no, I can. Go ahead and sign up for one if you don't believe me.
I can't sign up for one. Do I look like I have a credit card to you?
You don't need a credit card to sign up for one.
Yes,
you do. That's what happened to me. In order to use your account, you need to either anchor a credit card to it or anchor your bank account to it. Currently, I already have a PayPal account that my bank is anchored to, but technically that is my parents' PayPal account, so I can't use that one. So, in other words, my account is anchored to my parents' PayPal account, and I have not gotten around to anchoring my bank account to my PayPal. So, that is quite odd. It actually takes them like 3 days to do it, though.
Oh, man. I didn't get picked to be in the fucking World Series ticket selection. God damn it. Anyway.
So let's talk about Uncharted.
I don't think we should. I'm going to talk about Fallout 3 because that's what I was playing right before this podcast.
Yeah, but we've already touched on Fallout
3. Shut up. All right. Now, as I was saying, Fallout 3 is amazing. It's amazing. There's nothing more you can say about it. It's amazing. I mean, Mothership is incredible. And as soon as I get off that fucking spaceship, I will have tons of money. I will be rolling in fucking dough. I will just be... I've been had bottle caps, motherfucker. That's all I gotta say. Because I will just be right... I mean, I will have like 50,000. I mean, have you seen all that stuff you can do? Like, how much that stuff costs? I mean, just like some of those guns cost like 500.
Yeah. At the end of Zeta, I was happy. Because I got to do something really cool that I will not mention.
Spoiler alert. All right, go.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
God damn it. No, tell me.
You're going to have to play through. You already have it.
This podcast goes, I will not be able to play again for like another 2 weeks. I am that busy. I am that rammed up the ass with stuff. So I would love to know.
Well, I'll tell you after the podcast if you want to know still.
Okay, I do want to know.
We can't do these spoiler alerts. We did like 3 of them last time.
every.
I'm actually playing Patapon while I'm on this podcast.
What are you doing?
I am playing Patapon.
Huh. That's interesting.
It's a PSP.
So that is it for today, right? By the way, I don't like to call anybody out or anything, but have you heard of PlayStation on Blast yet? Have you ever looked that up? DLB podcast, PlayStation on Blast, whatever the fuck that thing's called.
No.
Well, as soon as you do, you will find that it sucks just as much balls as I found it to be. I found it to be extremely awkward. I was fucking listening to it, and they introduce a girl to the podcast, which isn't the awkward part, but then she starts talking, and some guy goes, "Oh, man, I hope you go get all these free adolescent boys just got all their lube going." I was like, whoa. But still, I'm trying to fucking listen to a podcast, not a porno tape. Made it really awkward. I was just like, whoa, is this a podcast? Am I going to talk about gaming news?
Wow, that's
It's really disturbing, I gotta say. I mean, when I heard that, I was like, oh.
I guess they don't have any respect for their guests or anything.
I guess not, indeed, because I would not be throwing lines like that out there. That's for damn sure. I mean, I'd be making some jokes.
Imagine if Matt said that to Ryan next time.
I think that this podcast would literally, the ratings would go into the negative numbers.
It'd go negative 50 people have listened to that. We it's so bad we forget we did it. And we
negative number of people would listen to this. So, would not be a successful thing. But I just thought I got to mention that. I mean, obviously, again, they're pro, and we are not. And after this podcast, I am actually moving this podcast to another website.
Yep.
The one that CyanCaz has formidably mentioned to me many times.
You still have it saved to your bookmarks, don't you? Because I'll have to look it up again if you did not.
No, because I switched back to Firefox, so I do not. I gotta say, by the way, Firefox is not much better. I mean, it's somewhat better, but I still like some of the features Google Chrome had going for it.
You can get all the features on Chrome on Firefox. You just gotta download the add-on.
Well, that's a pain in my ass. I don't like the bookmark setup for this. I really do not. I don't like the bookmark setup for this at all.
What's the difference, do you know?
Well, for Google Chrome, it used to be on your toolbar for the bookmarks, and now you can't do that, right?
Oh, you can do the toolbar bookmarks here.
Can you?
You just drag it to that one place. There's bookmarks, and then there are the displayed bookmarks or whatever they're called.
Well, no. I see it, but you can drag it into that custom toolbar. But then you can't have like on Google Chrome, it used to have like in the section in the toolbar, it used to have Oh, wait, I've just discovered. Oh, never mind. You used to be able to do stuff with it, and it was very disappointing that I can no longer do it. I cannot, have a toolbar and view all of my most visited websites, which is unfortunate.
Oh, that's an add-on.
Is it an add-on? Ah, crap. Well, see,
there's a bunch of add-ons, like AdBlocker Plus.
I actually do have it. That is very useful.
I use it for sites that like to spam ads. I don't care, if you have one or two ads, but lately, every single website has literally had, like...
Well, again, not to be calling anybody out or anything, but, I mean, it definitely comes in handy on PS3 News. Not to be a dick, but it comes in handy. Comes in handy everywhere, but it skips the full page ads most of the time. I also have something that does skip full page ads as well, so it comes in handy.
See, I actually most of the time have mine off unless I go to, what's it called? It's like a YouTube like site where you can upload your own videos. They have literally, 10,000 ads, and it, crashes my computer.
That's not good.
Speaking of which, I've got two Windows 7 updates for you guys before we go here. One, if you are worried about your computer running Windows 7, the only thing you need to worry about, obviously, is drivers, because that's the only issue I personally had on it. Second thing is, I figured out that Windows 7 was actually running faster without a graphics card in my computer than Windows XP does with a graphics card in it. So it is a faster operating system. Unfortunately, it does use more memory. So unless you have, like 4 gigabytes of RAM, pretty much if you have 2 gigabytes or more, you should be safe. Any less than two, don't upgrade because you're going to be screwed. If you're going to get 32-bit, then go ahead and do that. You'll get a couple of more compatible things with it, but 64-bit is just overall better. If you still want to stick with XP, there's a video on PS3news.com that I posted earlier where it can show you how to style your Windows XP to look like Windows 7.
For those in the ghetto that cannot afford Windows 7.
Yes, for no, they could just steal it.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You're telling me not to shout out links and names of websites over here, and then you're over here telling us to steal Windows 7.
Well,
We
that's the physical
here
rule. I do
at
not condone.
PS3.
I do not condone. I do
Yeah.
not condone
We here at
stealing.
PS3 News have the balls to tell you what you should do, but we do not condone that what you should do.
We do not condone what we have the balls to say what most of you do.
We don't condone it, but we definitely know what's going on. I mean, it's like
Yeah.
saying we don't condone selling drugs, but we know what's going on. I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't think I'm not doing lines of blow when I'm doing this podcast. I don't know about Cyan or Ryan. Well,
I
that's
am
pretty
most
cool.
definitely not. Flour is where it's at.
Ah, okay.
Not cocaine. Who needs cocaine? You just need flour.
So that's interesting.
If you get Windows XP though, got it. Go ahead and upgrade to these registry hacks and stuff. It will make your toolbar a lot like the super bar, but still not as good, but
Now,
decent.
have you ever considered using Linux?
I have, and I've decided not to because Linux, you a lot of the times you have to build your own drivers for stuff on that.
Balls.
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 And I do not know how to build drivers, unfortunately.
Someone's not a computer expert. Just a
Somebody's not a
one
computer
more quick
expert.
question, and then we're out of here. How's your story going? How's your little thing going? Whatever you're writing, your novel slash whatever the hell it was again. How's that?
I have not written anything in a week.
You have not
That's the
written it. How
basic.
far are you? Are you far enough that you could? I mean, like, are you like?
I was like, I'm gonna say 20 pages in, and then I realized that I made a crucial mistake in the past. So I had to go and rewrite almost the entire thing.
A crucial mistake, god damn it. I don't even have any idea what crucial mistakes you can possibly make in writing this.
Oh. It was quite
Unless
a
you
mistake.
killed a guy and then he came back to life, but
He
that would.
came, okay, I killed a guy in the story, and then he came out of the computer screen and was like, "I will avenge you unless you change that." That is what happened. So I'm like, "Oh, you're gonna avenge me because I killed you?" Because
One
I
more
just realized.
thing. Can't wait for PS3 News chat box to get up. I know they're coming.
Boss says it's probably not gonna come back, actually.
What? Oh, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. If he doesn't bring it back, I'll make a Zat and I'll ask him to post the link to it because you can embed them, but you can also just make like your own URL for free.
That sucks, dude. Why would you?
So
They're not coming back? God
we
damn it.
should call it P and J's Xbox.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense. Okay.
Are we
Are we
continuing?
gonna end this thing? We've been blabbering for about
Yeah, we have.
a long time now.
Now, are you gonna upload this one, right?
No, you're recording.
Oh no. Well, I'll just send you what I have, and then you can do it.
I don't wanna upload it, I'm busy.
Upload it. No, you upload. Yes, you will. You
No,
upload.
no. No, no,
You're no. You're pro. What your uploading thing is much better.
how is my uploading better?
Because it's. If you compress it, yours has better quality, and you probably have like a professional studio type of thing hooked up because you do reviews and all that shit. And when mine is not professional at all, And in fact, I might as well just
Yes,
take
yes,
this.
yes. But I have homework to do, and I have to go take a shower, and I have work tomorrow. So I do not have
I
time.
don't give a shit about any of those things.
I'm just going to disappear after this podcast is over. Leave you to the wolves.
So, Cyan will be uploading this, and
he's lying to you again.
And
he's lying to you. Matt has lied since the very beginning. He is actually a spaghetti man.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
So
I spilled your spaghetti secret.
As I usually say, I am out of here.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
And Cyan is saying goodbye very quietly.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Here's a bulletin. State police, Princeton Junction. Hills militia. Threatened individuals of unidentified nature is now under complete control.
Hip hop is not what it is today.
It's the real, real. It's the
militia.
If Edge only knew how I felt about the rap game, they relocate and change their fucking name. I eradicate move fakers, roll with coke shakers, get dapped to mad money makers, shared cells with life takers, had sex with rum shaker. I make moves so I'm an earthquaker. I've been known to instill fear, although the world may be round, we still trapped in the square. City life got me bugging and trite. Some die by the gun, some die by the knife. It's alright, like a game of spades and trump tight. Premier hit me with music to a show that it thumped right. And my flight will be taken solely at night, cause that's when the freaks come out, no doubt. And in the dark hours is when I was showered with the knowledge of my trade to get paid. Still I make moves like a snake in the grass, roundabout. I'll be dicking it down while you be assed out. Puff mad L's but never passed out. And if I'm caught up in a jam, I blast my way out. There'll be no letting up, just straight shutting up, or we'll start to wetting up. Lyrical infrared set to never miss ya. Big Shook, Guru, Freddie Fox, the militia, militia.
Everybody's spitting it, the rhyme is hot, cause it's Big Shook, Guru, and Freddie the Fox. When Premier bring the beats, no, it just don't stop. It's the militia. Everybody's spitting it, the rhyme is hot, cause it's Big Shook, Guru, and Freddie the Fox. When Premier bring the beats, no, it just don't stop. It's the militia.
Yo, I ain't one to succumb to no man, but to command and scoop up the troops when it's time to take a stand. Emphatically, deep strategies leave casualties. I creep gradually till everybody knows that I got more flows than Rosebud got hoes. The anger inside had me trapped. Till I got geared up with raps to tear you up like big gats for big stacks. Watch your back when I send them in. Caught you trembling, my name and face you're remembering. Several attempts, but nah, bitch, you'll never win. Rhymes fresh your skin or maybe limbs will be severing. Take you to the mat, beat that, you should keep back. My ill kid format will lay you flat like a doormat that I walk on. I meditate while you talk on and gossip, so I drop my hot shit, fully loaded Glock clips. So get the fuck up my block, kid. As nights turn to days, days go back to nights. We be speaking it right, keeping it tight up in the street life. I meet life head on, no holds barred. Born with a heart of gold, now mostly cold and scarred. On guard, choose your weapon or get to stepping. Lyrical bullets make you dance from the trance you be kept in. Assessments I made before and during combat. I master my hunger, blow the spot when I bomb cats. One of us equals many of us. Disrespect one of us, you'll see plenty of us. Conflict is what I predict. You and your fellas is mad jealous, attempting to flip it. We cleverly stalk ya, your fam will miss ya. The war's on, that's why we formed the militia. Militia.
Everybody's spitting it, the rhyme is hot, cause it's Big Shook, Guru, and Freddie the Fox. When Premier bring the beats, no, it just don't stop. It's the militia. You niggas owe me for my rhymes. I come to collect for you dope fiend niggas in rap. I'm here to inject, check. My style is butter, baby, spread it around. But when you niggas don't flow it right and fuck up my sound, I get down. In 89, I spit the buck in the face of every MC that came into place. A scar you'll never erase. MCs are only recognized for their flows. I'm worldwide for the bitches that I turned into hoes. You heard me spit it on jewels. That's how it goes for all them faking ass niggas and how I bust up they nose. And while your nose is dripping and draining blood, I'll be standing over you screaming, nigga, what? Niggas feel my presence like I'm riding they palm, cause a stormy day is coming. When you see me so calm, it's on. No more twin Glocks, they jam up my plays. Now it's twin 40 caliber Walter PPKs. I'm in control of my game, you must respect me like the ref. Uh-huh, you disrespect.
You get the tech, I turn you fake niggas on and off, like I'm the clapper. I rob so many niggas, they should call me Jack the Rapper. I'm the illest nigga doing this, dead or alive. Gloria Gaynor on you motherfuckers, I will survive. You can try to come at me, but do you want the kickback? You snap inside the cage of a pit, and you get bit back. My war is so tight, my drama so ill. Beef with me, it hangs around like an unpaid bill. I push these lyrics through any MC and make it burn, so the niggas who be rhyming next will miss a turn. When you speak of who's the dopest MC, I don't come up. But when you speak of who's the livest MC, I stay one up. What's up? I got strikes, why you got strikes and bogus mics? Do it, bitch, niggas do best. Bite. You niggas can't make up a law that I don't overrule, overthrow. Green bought Bumpy this track so I can let you know. Before I slide, I'ma leave you this jewel. Even mechanics walk around with their tools, it's the militia.